Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, walk-up music, plus fishing lures and karaoke. It's all coming up in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
New from the Bob and Tom Personal Care Outlet Mall, a dining experience you might soon forget. It's the Mexican restaurant that caters to the elderly. Senior Moments.
Okay, who had the burrito? Careful now, that plate is hot.
Who's calling who a burrito there, Ricky Ricardo?
No, sir, it's your order. You ordered a burrito, right?
What's a burrito?
Well, ma'am,
And we told you 5 minutes ago we needed a glass of water.
Pardon me, but I just brought out two fresh bottles of water.
No, Pedro. Yeah, we need a glass of water for our teeth. Minutely there, Jesus. What year did you hop the big fence anyway? You know, you can't get good help anywhere around here anymore.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's not creamed corn. How the hell am I going to eat green corn without my teeth?
Senior Moments, at the corner of Mexican food and forgettable times.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Earlier, we talked about Alabama, the band.
Sure.
I'm a fan, actually.
There's a couple of things they did that I like.
You referenced, I believe, Dixieland Delight.
Dixieland Delight and Feels So Right.
Yes. How do you feel about the lyrics? Because the song's been in my head since we talked. Make a little lovin', a little turtle dovin'.
Yeah.
On a Mason-Dixon night. Oh, so right.
Feels so right.
Sounds good.
A little turtle dovin.
I wonder what a turtle dovin is.
Turtle dovin.
Well, I think it's similar to making a little lovin' because
turtle doves like
lovey dovey turtle.
Make a little
together,
lovin',
I guess.
Lovin'.
Okay.
A little turtle dovin' on a Mason Dixon.
What is it called when you have to, you really need to stop while driving because you've got a turtle?
Tom, don't.
When you're turtle heading, is that what it is?
God.
A turtle poking his head.
You're talking about making love and you go.
That's prairie dogging. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Talking about making love and he goes right to the poop.
That's prairie dogging. That'd be, because I thought that'd be really weird.
Tom, have you?
Are the guys in Alabama into that? A little coprophagic reference.
Have you asked a woman to poop on you? Oh, yes. I mean, would we be completely shocked?
No, God, no.
By the way, I'm shocked. I walk in here, and you guys are talking about some dumb fishing lure that now you've decided is the only way to catch fish.
Not the only
What's
way.
What's it called?
A good way. I've been using a lot of swim bait.
What does that mean?
They were called Big Joshy.
It's a soft plastic that mimics it. Yes. And there's a brand out there that I found out of the Cincinnati area called Big Joshy.
Whoa.
And I bought some. I'm catching bass with these things left and right.
And it looks like it's swimming when you reel
it
in?
Yeah, they look very realistic.
How do they spell Joshy?
Joshie.
Yep, that's Joshy.
Is it shaped like a piece of pizza? I'm sorry I stole that from you.
I'm so glad.
You knew he was going to do it.
The clapping from Tom, I expect, but Christy.
I'm clapping because Josh beat Tom to the punch.
Oh, Jeff,
Jeff. Too many J's around here. Jeff, speaking, Josh, Jess.
Speaking of adult cinema.
What?
We're talking about Josh and pizza.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. It's a short putt to porno.
Now, are you... hang on a second. That's got to be a title of a chapter of your book, Short Putt to Porno.
This is from Michael. You guys were talking about baseball names. Jazz Chisholm, he plays for the Yankees.
Yep.
It reminded me of a young lady from my childhood. Her name was Jizz Chasm.
No, man.
I think that person is pulling our leg.
C-H-A-S-M.
That's
Jizz. It could be an adult
that has
film
to be
star.
In a parody a comedy.
No,
of some
you
sort.
Don't know that. It might be a real...
There's no young lady out there named
Jizz Chasm.
Jizz.
If you know something,
short for Jizzman.
Yeah, sadly, you know something. I would almost guarantee there is a woman named Jizzman
in America,
or Jizmalia, or something. I guarantee it.
Oh my God!
I told you. I was checking out.
Checking out. We're not going there.
There was a woman whose name was spelled Shi.
Okay.
Tiana.
Like Shatania?
Like Shatania or something, but I mean, you would have thought maybe one of the nurses would have said, excuse me, ma'am. Come here for a second.
Hey, it's time for sports.
Please don't name your child.
Seattle's Cal Raleigh.
But her sister, Turdina, loves that.
You remember Cal Raleigh's nickname?
The Dumper?
The Big Dumper.
Oh, sorry.
Tom? Well, he won the
Is
home run
son
derby
the
contest.
The Little Dumper?
And we'll get to that. He won the All-Star Home Run Derby last night. He led the big leagues in long balls going into the break, defeating Tampa Bay's Junior Caminero 18-15 in the final round. The Big Dumper's dad was pitching to him during the Home Run Derby competition, and his brother was catching while he was hitting the baseballs.
Oh.
So you got Big Dumper, Daddy Dumper, and Baby Dumper.
You get to pick who pitches?
Yeah,
it's part of the fun.
Evidently you do.
Oh.
Yeah. What do you mean? Why wouldn't you?
Well, never mind.
Yeah, some people just pick their...
Yeah, you would think it would be
like
the
a coach
same
team.
Yeah, you would think it would be the
them.
Same
no,
pitcher.
No,
to
they
make
want...
it...
no, see, this is entertainment, and they're trying to hit the most home runs as possible.
Okay.
What did you say about the oldest balls? What was it?
Long balls.
Long balls.
Oh.
That's a nickname for a home run, a long ball.
Because I was going to get the longest balls ever in Major League Baseball, Satchel Paige.
They all use different bats.
That's why they called him Satchel.
He was playing Major League Baseball when he was in his 60s, right?
You know, there's a leather bag called Satchel Paige. I don't know how they get away with that.
Really?
You know that?
I hope they give him a royalty.
Oh, and I have some numbers for numbers, guys. Ready, Tom? You're going to love it.
Sabermetrics?
Curveballs are disappearing from Major League Baseball.
Really?
He's going to find this fascinating. Pitchers prioritize velocity, emphasizing sliders and sweepers. Curveball usage dropped from 10.7% in 2019 to 8.4% this season.
Well, sure, COVID.
With 22,962 fewer.
Okay, I get it.
Boy.
And just for you, Tom.
This is going to be a hard question to answer. Let's just say you were in the Home Run Derby. What would your walk-up music be?
I've never thought of that. I don't
know. I told you it would be a hard question to answer, and you failed to answer. Josh, what would your walk-up music
be? Oh, man. Boy, there's a great song.
Right now, though, if I could jump in, I'm leaning toward Feel So Right by Alabama.
Please, Dixieland Delight is the name.
And Dixieland Delight is also a good one. I forget what Alabama's
That's the name
one.
Of the Feel So Right song is Dixieland
Feel
Delight.
Feel So Right? I thought it was Feel So Right.
Mm.
Oh, Dixieland Delight?
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
Yeah.
Christy, what would your walk-up music be?
I don't have any idea.
You don't have a song that, now, batting, Christy Lee. No?
No? What would yours be?
I don't know. As I said, it's a hard question to answer. Jeffrey, have you given this any thought? Would you have any?
I'm going to say Panama by...
Yeah, that's good.
From that opening, that...
Yeah, that's opening a good one.
That's a good choice.
That's good.
Yeah.
I would go...
Can't You Hear Me Knocking by the Stones? That's one of the greatest riffs of all time.
For sure, yeah. That's really good, too.
So every player... I don't watch baseball, sorry. Every player has... Has a walk-up?
Home player, yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean,
McGuire. Play it on the organ? Dun, dun.
McGuire had Welcome to the Jungle, that beginning. That was so great.
Yeah, they can also request the musical instrument that is played on.
Oh.
Really?
Try with a
yes,
banjo.
McGuire chose the glockenspiel.
Yeah, Christy with that recorder. It sounds like one of those Film Board of Canada soundtracks.
My song is somewhat obscure. It's an alt song from the 90s called Love Spreads by the Stone Roses. But the intro is just so fantastic.
Love spreads?
Up. Yes, yeah.
Like a disease?
No, as in love spreads her arms.
Aww.
Is it? And it's, like
it's actually
heavy?
A little. And then the next line is waiting for the nails. So
oh, jeez.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Is this it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've walked on stage to this.
This is good.
Yeah, this is a
like
great song.
Travis Tritt deep cut.
It's like a British old band.
This is good.
Yeah. Well, that's too much slide.
Ladies and gentlemen. From St. Louis, Missouri. He's the least of four children. His mother kicked him out of the house at age 17.
Yeah, this song's great.
He rarely wears pants on stage. For every hair he's lost, he's banged three women.
Nice.
Are we still in the intro?
Yeah.
It's about a minute 20 or so.
Tom would not like this song.
No, I love this song. This is great. What's the name of this band?
He likes it because Josh
Stone Roses,
likes it.
They're cool.
Yeah. You only like it because Josh likes it.
No, I like this is really good.
You start singing in about 10, 15 seconds, let's say.
Here we go. Hey, there we go. Stone Roses.
I'm out. Oh, I have my walk-up music finally, Tom.
Okay, what is it?
You're out, Oscar.
Here comes Chick McGee, batting third. Number one in your program. Number one in your heart.
Are there any players that have something silly that they walk up to?
Like sarcastic.
This isn't particularly silly, but there was a relief pitcher named Michael Myers.
Oh, yeah.
And he had the Halloween theme when he would come out.
Oh, that's fun.
Cool.
So that was cool. I'm trying to think.
But nobody goes up to girls just want to have fun or some silly.
Yeah, not that I ever.
Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Yeah. So this is yours?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. He's a great dad. He's got a great beard. He's known as the Trout Whisperer when it comes to fishing. Unshaven, untethered, half-baked, and pantless, it's Jeff Oskey.
Yeah.
What do you think?
He loves the pantless angle.
I love it.
We'll think of one for you, Christy.
God, boy, that's... I have never thought
Katrina
about that
and
my
the waves.
Entire life.
Oh, I love that song.
I'm on... Do you?
You do?
Walking on stretch. At least it has an upbeat.
Walking on stretch.
Really? Yeah, but unfortunately, the name Katrina kind of got killed after
She was one of my best friends in grade school and high school, too.
Boy, and it was Katrina friend, and the waves.
Yeah. How about Klitina?
Anything from...
Well, it could have started with an SH, I guess. Yeah. We should count our...
You're a Deep Purple fan. There's some great Deep Purple.
Oh, yes.
Space Truckin', that would be good.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Shorter than your average news anchor. Smarter than her last three husbands. She's tiny. She's legally married.
Yes.
Technically. Delivering the facts with a smile and a prenup.
Great song.
The blonde bombshell. Taking off her...
Her what?
I'm waiting for the... I want to say pants. You know it's coming. Pants. No, it's Christy Lee. Now, that is a good... That'd be good walk-up music. Especially if it's a long walk.
It's not that long.
Yeah, you'd have to edit
and
it.
The announcer,
we could edit that.
I was running out of things to say.
Well, yeah. Normally, it's just now batting. First baseman, Christy Lee.
Oh, now batting.
Ooh.
What is this, Jason?
Pantera.
This is called Walk.
Whose is this?
I don't
Anybody's,
know, but it's good.
This is up for grabs.
Yeah.
No.
Especially if you want
too repetitive.
Spect.
Too repetitive?
It sucks. No one has ever said that.
I just said it blows.
I hate to agree with Tom, but I think it sucks. It sucks.
There's no way that sucks. Oh, guys, grow penises.
He eats it in every way.
I beg to differ, Josh.
Jeez.
How about Just Like This, Limp Bizkit?
Just Like This.
Just like this.
I don't know that one.
He's looking for
it. Or if I do, okay. I just don't know it by...
How about this one?
Actually, yeah.
This is the best one.
Chances are if you had cocaine in the late 80s, we sold it to you.
Turning ADD.
I'm George Young.
Into song. Ladies and gentlemen. He's got no
this
pants
is too
on.
Slow.
Well, I sure wish it would kick in the other ear.
Yeah, this is too slow. You can't walk up to
Why
this.
Why is it only...
Oh, it's terrible.
Terrible 70s stereo.
70s era stereo. Yeah, sorry.
But a great song.
Oh.
And a good intro.
Do you think it's too slow, Christy?
Yeah, too slow.
Okay. Well,
don't you think?
No.
No, I think it works.
Okay. But, wait a minute. No, Jason is walking in.
Yes, Jason. Real quick. The two guys wearing Lululemon shorts don't like Pantera? I'm shocked.
Even people that don't like Pantera... At least, and no pun intended, respect the song Walk.
Oh, yeah.
This guitar sounds like every guitar in this genre.
Pathetic distortion.
Pathetic distortion. He's right.
No, he's not right.
He's absolutely correct.
It's muddy. If turds were music, it would be
It really
this.
Isn't muddy.
Yes, Tom. Thank you.
I'd be fine with you guys criticizing it if your criticisms were accurate.
Is this Christian rock?
No. Striper probably. Yeah.
As far as Lululemon goes, here's our song.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, sir. We're putting our Lululemons
as
on.
The day is long.
I'll let you know when your boyfriend's in here.
Get Just Like This.
This song has its place also.
Yes, in a garbage
you're drunk
can
in
somewhere.
A karaoke bar.
To me, it's hack karaoke.
Josh,
of course it is.
We need to arrange this. Me and you, karaoke bar, doing Summerlin.
I can't be a part of something so trite.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's every karaoke.
How about if I do Walk with you and then you do Summer Lovin' with me? How about that? I'll meet you halfway.
How about we both do Walk This Way? You be Aerosmith, I be Run DMC.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Walk this way!
That's a good one.
Oh, someone told me to. Walk
Someone told me to. Someone told me to.
Okay, I'm trying to find the top karaoke songs in
I'm going to say My Way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Summer Lovin'.
Oh.
One of the hardest I ever laughed was this guy and girl did an Evanescence song.
Oh. Oh, that's a hard song to sing, too.
They made it look hard.
This is it. This is interesting. Number one is Bohemian Rhapsody.
No, there's no way.
You can get six people in there. You can.
Number two, Don't Stop Believin' by Journey.
Yeah, that's big.
Now, this is Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond.
Of course. You love that song.
So hack.
Oh, God. although, did you see that Neil sang it the other day at a baseball game?
Wow. No.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
You have some health
Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
Yeah, that's big.
Oh. Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler. And then Shallow from Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
I've never heard that at a karaoke, but either, that was a good song.
That was a great song, but that would be, you got to have a good voice to do that.
I was going to say, yeah, that's a tough one. Man, I heard a guy do Bill Withers' Use Me, and when the song started, I was like, oh, yeah, good luck with this. And
yeah, he right.
knocked it out of the
no
park.
No kidding. Really?
It was awesome.
Takes a lot of balls, sing Bill Withers.
I also saw a guy do Aha, Take on Me. That was my buddy Mark, and he nailed every note.
He can hit that high note?
What is your what's your go-to?
I like Brandy, Looking Glass.
That's a good one.
And I like Sex and Candy by Marcy Playground. And I'll also do a metal version of Alanis Morissette's You Oughta Know.
Ooh.
And I'm here to remind you.
Very nice.
Nobody likes it.
Probably better than that Pantera song.
Boy, that's
what are the lyrics to that one?
Respect, walk.
Respect, repeat. Walk.
Okay. Yeah, we got that bump-a-da-da-da down.
Yeah, you want to lay that foundation for the Rockies.
Still doing it.
For Pete's sake. We could play that game all day.
No, we're only going to play it until I win, and then we stop.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.